USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Could we reach herd immunity by May? Over the weekend, the top doctor on Operation Warp Speed said there could be enough vaccines to reach a threshold of herd immunity in the U.S. by next spring. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes that's achievable. He tells Fox News that with three vaccines possibly available by the end of the year, herd immunity is possible.
So we would hope to be able to start vaccinating in December for individuals there. We have two other, the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines that also could be coming in the near term, depending on clinical trial data. And as we've said, we believe by that second quarter of next year, we'll have enough vaccine FDA authorized for every American. And that's, of course, what you'd want to do towards getting to vaccine-induced herd immunity.
Monday marked the 14th straight day that the U.S. has set new records for the number of COVID patients hospitalized. According to new data from the COVID Tracking Project, more than 85,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A key government agency says a transition can begin. The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election, allowing his team to begin a transition. President-elect Biden will now be able to work with federal agencies to plan staffing. President Trump announced the move Monday in a tweet, adding that he was not conceding the race as his campaign still has a number of challenges in several states working their way through the courts. The U.S. announced Monday that it was sending arms to the Philippine military to help it deal with ISIS fighters and territorial disputes in their country. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien announced the deal at a ceremony in Manila that will send $18 million worth of missiles and bombs to Philippine forces. The delivery of the weapons package was part of a promise President Trump made to Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte back in the spring of this year, according to the Filipino Foreign Secretary. O'Brien added that the deal underscores the U.S.'s commitment to the Philippines, a longtime ally. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Data on a third promising coronavirus vaccine was announced Monday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
COVID cases and hospitalizations have been on the rise across the country in the last several weeks, with more than 80,000 Americans now hospitalized from the disease. An antibody therapy from drug maker Regeneron received an emergency use authorization from the FDA last week. It was one of the treatments President Trump received while he was hospitalized with COVID-19 in October. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the treatment will begin to be rolled out to hospitals on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.